papal conclave failed to produce a new pope today. As black smoke emerged from the Sistine Chapel this morning, the cardinals will continue to deliberate until they choose a successor to Pope Benedict. Denise Guerra talked to Catholic Angelenos to see what qualities they'd like for the church's next leader.
Catholics in downtown Los Angeles are pouring out into the hot afternoon sun after service at Our Lady of Angels Cathedral. And though the first ballots cast by the College of Cardinals failed to yield a decision, Catholic Angelenos spent their afternoon discussing the person they'd like to see lead some 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in the world. This includes Father Angel Castro, the priest presiding over today's Mass. He would like to see a pope that embodies
holiness, compassion, and mercy for others. And we have been doing this for 2,000 years, and we need to do it better and little by little.
But Father Castro is confident in the cardinal's decision.
I strongly believe that God will provide the shepherd that is needed at this time and age in the church.
Parishioner Lori Lee already knows who she'd like to see.
If nobody will get mad at me, our Cardinal Tagle will be on the throne. God bless him. He's a very good and he's young because they are looking for a little bit younger.
Cardinal Tagle is 55 years old and Filipino. Some are looking to break tradition, like Jackie LaBeouf.
A female. They need to realize that the world has changed. We are all God's children and we need to behave like that.
Tom Savage has attended Catholic school since he was a boy.
We need a pope who can lead them to a spiritual revolution, which we haven't had for a long time, because many Catholics have turned their back on the church here.
Losing faith is something Eric Canoza is seeing from his St. Lorenzo Parish in Walnut.
People that may not have, you know, the drive to serve, to love, and to really cherish God, you know, as a whole. And so I'm looking for a pope that can maybe touch those people's hearts.
Pierre Consabito thinks the 266th pope should be more like the very first pope.
The first pope, Peter, was sinful. He even denied Christ 3 times. So basically, it's humanity.
In the meantime, these Catholics, as well as the billions of believers and spectators around the world, will be waiting in anticipation for the white smoke above the Sistine Chapel that would signal a new successor to the Catholic throne. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.